What a marvelous God we serve. The things that we can be so happy about, that we're not living in a third world country. We're not living in Syria that's torn apart by civil war. So many things we're thankful for. When you often look, when you often look at your problem and your situation, take a look around, you can find somebody in worse shape than you are.
Amen.
Amen? I know what God spoke to me a few days ago. I really do. It's a single word. Single word. There's one thing that I like about Brother Foodgate. Anybody like Brother Foodgate? You got six, brother. You're doing good.
I'm doing better than when I first came. That's a good start. That's a lot of improvement.
He is a man of action, of faith. Amen. I love when he tells the stories of what happens in the jail. In fact, Brother Merchant was sharing a story of a friend of theirs that's with the ALJC, been working the ministry for the jail for a lot of years. And in her last service before she retired from that, I was supposing she was retired from that, there's a ladies' prison. The last night, this was not too long ago, was it how many, 23?
22 out of 35 that were there got diagnosed,
including the chaplain over the jail ministry. God is on the move if we're willing to move out in it. The reason why I want Brother Fruitgate back up here for just a few moments is the fact is, don't you think that you can't be like Brother Fruitgate? You can be like Brother Fruitgate. His wife shook and said, no, nobody like him before, nor after, nor will be. But what I love about Brother Fruitgate is there is an honesty, sincerity in his heart, in his life, in his spirit.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes we'll look at people and say, I can't do that. I couldn't do what Brother Fruitgate does. But you've got the same Holy Ghost as Brother Fruitgate has.
Yeah.
The difference is we're willing to sit back and say, Lord, use me.
Yeah.
Use me.
Yeah.
As he was testifying earlier, goes along with what I want to say. I feel like the Lord wants to say to this congregation. Is you got to step out and just do it.
Right.
You got to just do it.
Yeah.
Amen. God looking for a church that's willing to stand up in these last days and just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
You don't have to have a license. You don't have to have a name, whatever. But we all are called to do one thing, and that is to be bold in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I want you to say that word with me, bold. Say it out loud.
Bold.
Say it out loud.
Bold.
Say it out loud. Look like a minute. Bold.
Bold.
Bah. You know, when you're bold in the Holy Ghost, you can see miracles. That's why I believe this morning there is a healer in this house, which is Jesus Christ. And I hope to show you something this morning by the power of God. I want Brother Fruitgate to come up here because I want him to know I appreciate his testimony this morning, the essence that was behind his testimony this morning. We do have to rightly divide the Word of God.
Yes, we do.
And when you begin to study it and begin to understand it, you become a workman proved of God. Don't you want to be proved of God?
Yes.
How many knows Acts 2:38? How many knows Acts 2:39?
Yeah.
How about 40?
Yeah.
How about 41? Who can quote 42? There's more verses after Acts 2:38. There's more to know. There's more to absorb. There's more to become. Sometimes Brother Fugate calls me just because he wants to call me and wants to have a prayer request, special needs. He needs a van. He needs a service van. Doesn't have to be brand new. Neither does it need to be dilapidated. He needs a good, decent van that he can put his tools and equipment in.
Amen.
And work and provide a living for his family. Now, he works on appliances. He works on all kinds of things. I want you to stay with me right now. And we're going to pray God provide him a van.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Amen? Are we a family of God? When you see a brother who has a need, what do? You try to help him with that need. Maybe this morning we just pray in faith that God can provide a service van, a good one that he can do work with and testify, amen, and see people healed, see the word of God propagated, amen. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, provide Brother Fugate with a good service van. That he can do a work, Lord, in the natural, but also do a work in the spiritual. That he can see many souls saved and bodies healed and lives turned around. We pray this, asking in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be a good van, Lord. A van that, Lord, he can travel in and do service calls in and put all of his tools and equipment in. Father, you said, ask in your name anything. And your Father would do it. Your Father would do this. And we're praying, God, you provided what seems impossible. Provide the miracle. Provide the service van.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's put your hands together and magnify the Lord together. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm hungry for the Word of God. I'm hungry for the awesome presence of God, which I feel here this morning. It's not about to happen. It is happening. Don't ever get up here and say it's about to happen because God's presence is here. It is happening.
That's right.
It is happening. You may be seated. Our nation was built with boldness. Men who was willing to sacrifice their fortunes, their families for freedom. It didn't take just an ordinary person. It took a person with boldness to sign their name to the Declaration of Independence. One thing the church needs today is boldness. A Christianity with boldness. If you're going to give me some hot sauce, give me some hot sauce. I want some sauce that's got some boldness to it. That makes you sweat so bad. And you won't put it down, you keep eating it. I want a relationship with God, so hungry, so thirsty. It makes me sweat, but I want more of God, more of the power, more of the move of God. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 13 is a scripture basis this morning. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 13. Brother Terry is going to read that for me this morning.
Be it known unto all of you, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
That's boldness.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, what we're going to discover is that it wasn't just their boldness. They were standing in another man's shoes, so to speak, who had the boldness to take the whip upon his back, the boldness to carry the timber of wood upon his shoulder to the place of execution. Story that I come across years ago, I've used it before, but let me use it again this morning because it has a point to it. It was at the close of the Vietnam War. The city of Saigon was falling to the communist forces. When the North Vietnamese arrived in that city, one soldier did something unusual. He walked in the center of the street and laid down his heavy pack he was carrying, opened up the pack. He pulled out a pair of unworn shoes. In fact, they were Oxford wingtip shoes. For 7 years, he had carried these shoes in his pack. He did so as a fulfillment of a promise to a dying friend. His friend had purchased those shoes and said, "When I put on these shoes in Saigon, it means the war is over. I will dance through the street in these shoes." But the man who bought these new shoes never got to wear them. He was killed, but before he died, he shared with his buddy, his friend, made him promise that if he made it to Saigon, that he would put on these brand new shoes and begin to dance the dance that he wanted to dance. This soldier, being malnutrition, thin, skinny, survived to Saigon. He had slipped off, as the story goes, his filthy sandals and put on the ill-fitting new shoes. Slowly, rhythmically, almost worshipfully, he danced through the streets of Saigon. The story is entitled, "He Danced in Another Man's Shoes." In Acts chapter 3, verse 6 through 9, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he," that's the lame man, "leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." Why was this man walking and why was he leaping? He wasn't doing it at his own might or his own strength. He was healed through the name of Jesus Christ. It's a common enough theme in life, walking in another man's shoes. We are told to understand someone that we must walk in their shoes, or walk a mile in that man's shoes, to experience or to feel what they have felt or what they've gone through. But at times, this takes on a new dimension. Some people have accomplished astounding things in borrowed shoes. We could think about those who's gone before us, who's done mighty things. This morning, in a spiritual sense, each of us operates in another man's shoes. When Simon Peter and John spoke to the lame man at that gate beautiful, they acted on Christ's behalf. Figuratively, they were walking in his shoes. Greater things than these shall you do, Jesus spoke to the disciples. Greater things than these shall you do. You're going to have a moment and a day in your life that you're going to walk in my shoes. Jesus knew the power that he possessed inside of himself, and he would broadly proclaim it. It's not me that's doing this, but my Father which is in me. Say, folks, you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking of the tongues. It's not you that sees the miracle. It is the God that lives inside you that performs the miracle. You are the one walking in his shoes, the ability to see the awesome things take place. We find this story in the chapter following the birth of the church. Jerusalem was filled with the gospel of Jesus Christ. People were repenting in Jerusalem. People were being baptized in Jesus' name in Jerusalem. People were being filled with the Holy Ghost in the city of Jerusalem. One afternoon, Peter and John walked to the temple to pray. They spied a lame man begging for alms. This is why I said this morning, you can walk out of here healed in your body. Why? Because there's a whole lot of people walking in the shoes of Jesus. Peter and John was walking in the shoes of a mighty man, walking in the shoes of God, manifesting the flesh. Nothing becomes impossible because in the name of Jesus Christ, when you're walking in that shoes, when you're walking in that faith, when you're walking in that ability, when you're walking in that faith, you can say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I'm going to give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Who's walking in the shoes of the Lord Jesus Christ today? Who's standing in that place? That's why you can walk out of here healed in your body of any disease, any problem, any sickness, any doubt, any problem. The weakness of your spirit can be healed when you become strong in Jesus Christ. Boldness prompted Peter and John to pray for this man. Boldness is what we find in the church praying for in the next chapter of the book of Acts. The church was bold back then. It needs to be bold today in the 21st century. Amen. If we're going to turn our city upside down, we've got to be bold about it. Amen. If you're going to have miracles, you've got to be bold in it. Yes. Church is not an ivory tower. The church is a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. It draws the lost and the hurting to itself. We need to pray that God elevates our boldness to match our position. If we're a city set on a hill, we need to have the boldness that's going to match the position that you're sitting in this present world. Don't we have the shield of faith? Somebody answer me. Don't we have the helmet of salvation? Yes. Don't we have the breastplate of righteousness? Yes. Don't we have the sword of the Spirit? Yes. Can't this quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one? Come on, somebody. Yes. Somebody's got to stand up with the sword of truth and begin to whack away at the darkness and the problems and sorrows. Yes. Text last night from a pastor, fellow pastor. We're being attacked by the devil. I text back to him and said, you have the name. You have the blood. What do we need as a church? We need the name and we need the blood of Jesus Christ. Where is Deborah, who will stand and fight in the Old Testament? We need some New Testament Deborahs today. Where are the three Hebrew children who will say, we will not bow, we will not bend, we won't worship false gods? Where's the three Hebrew children? Who's going to put their shoes on? Where are the apostles and the prophets who will carry this gospel to the world? Where are they at? I believe they're here this morning. I believe they're in this congregation 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 this morning. Come on, somebody, you need a new pair of shoes? Come on, put on your shoes. Come on, get those shoes off. Oh, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. Come on, somebody, slip those shoes on. Come on, slip those shoes on. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. For their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe the New Testament church is in the pews, in the seats this morning. I believe God is waiting on us, Community Life Center. I believe God is waiting on us. Brother Merchant was right. To those who are listening by streaming this morning, we'd love to have you here. Why? Because there's something about the atmosphere of sitting with like believers. Feeling the presence of God, the power, the anointing of God, the awesomeness of God. You cannot feel the awesomeness of the presence of the singing of Stephanie Overby as if you were here this morning. We need to pray for boldness of the Holy Ghost. I would rather fail trying than fail not to try. I would rather fail believing God for the impossible than not to believe at all. Right. I would rather come on a Sunday morning and be disappointed. Not because I didn't believe something was going to happen. Not that I didn't believe something was going to heal. Not that I didn't believe that somebody was going to be saved. I come this morning believing that God's going to do an awesome miracle. Why? When two or three are gathered in his name, there will he be also. There will he be also. I come believing that he's going to be in our midst. We can put on the shoes. We can put on the shoes. Acts 4, the church prayed for boldness. They were again filled with the Holy Ghost, and the place was shaken. Shake this place, O God, this morning. Fill us again with your Spirit. Shake us again, O God. Our boldness is borrowed. It's not self-confidence. It is God-confidence. I can't do it, but God can do it. You can't do it, but God can do it. How are you going to save my children? It's gone out of the church. I can't do it, but God can do it. Because no man cometh to the Father except the Spirit draweth them. Oh, God, send your Spirit. Send your hounds after them. Send the power of the Holy Ghost to disturb their sleep, to disturb their life, to disturb their situation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not self-confidence, it is God-confidence. You see, when Peter and John prayed for this lame man, he admitted that he didn't have what this man desired. He didn't have silver and gold. But he confidently, when you come get prayed for,
lay hands on you confidently. Wednesday night, people come got prayed for after service, laid hands on them confidently. That in the name of Jesus, pray over them in the name of the Lord. Confidently. It's your blood. It's your power. It's your work. It's your will. It's your purpose. It is your glory. Simon Peter approached that lame man. Come on, you didn't approach your problem. You didn't approach somebody in your family. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I do have, I want to give it to you, because I am confident that Jesus Christ can break the bonds, can break the chains, can break the problem, can break the sickness, can break the disease, can break the dark clouds over your life, over your family. I believe in the name. I've got confidence that in the name of Jesus, everything is possible. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. I come into the house of God in His presence. I want to put on His shoes. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing little. You can do but little. Apart from me, you can do but little. Some, not much. He said, you can't do nothing apart from me. Think about that. We need His powers. You need to get in His shoes. We need His victory. And you need to slip His shoes on. Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua. The name means Jehovah is salvation. Is salvation. How many is taking His name in baptism here this morning? Is salvation. Is salvation. Through the name of Jesus, there is salvation. And in no other name, there is salvation. Whatsoever we do in word or deed, we do it all in the name of
Jesus.
We teach and preach in the name of
Jesus.
Come on, so I need to get bold here this morning. I cast out devils in the
Jesus.
I receive supernatural power in
Jesus.
It's not your power, it's His power. But the fugue walks out of a house and something turns him around, so I go back and pray for that woman. It's not him doing it. There's a power of the Holy Ghost. If you walk in His shoes, come on, you're going to feel the same presence, the same anointing, the same Spirit. The flesh of Jesus walked this earth, but He said, there's something else inside of me. My Father is inside of me. You receive the Spirit of His Father. You have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You got a ghost inside of you, but it's holy. Come on. Why are you weak? Why are you timid?
All right.
Come on. Community Life Church, why are you timid? Devil's been chasing me all week long. I went through a little time of weakness and sickness here about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Landed me in the hospital. Blood pressure got so high. Anybody remember that? I told my wife, I'm going to church. Got in the truck and I drove to church. I hung on the side of the building. I walked up those steps, put the key into the door. And if they would go back, I don't remember the day it was, if they go back on the outside video cameras, security cameras, they could probably see it. I put that key in that door, and all of a sudden, I just felt like, whoa, and I felt something that was pushing me off of
that stoop out there and I landed in the yard. I lay there. I had a key in my hand. I dropped that. And I'm laying out here in this yard. And I said, "Devil, you are a liar." Devil, you are a liar. I got on my hands. I got on my knees. Come on, somebody. I got on my hands. I got on my knees. Devil, you are a liar. Liar, 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 liar. You're a liar, devil. God, give me the strength to get up. And I got up on one knee. And I got up on the second foot. And I got myself stable. And I said, "Come on, door. We're going to go at it one more time." I got my... I lost my key. Now, it's got to be in this grass, and I'm walking around the grass. Come on, key. God, you know where that key went. I don't know where that key is at, but God, you know where that key is at. And all of a sudden, I saw something glittering over here. Oh, there's the key. So I reached out and got the key. Come on, door. We're going to go at it one more time. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. Whatever you're going through, you've got to have the boldness to get up on all fours. You got to get a boldness to get up on your feet. Come on. There's nothing impossible to them that believe and are the called according to His purpose. Come on, get up. Stop your whining around. Stop your little lazy stuff. Get up and attack that door one more time. Get up and attack that door one more time. Your problem, your sickness, your disease. And I put that key in the door, Damien. In the name of Jesus. Grab a hold of that hand. Devil, you're not going to knock me off this thing again. Open up that door. Come on, somebody needs to open up a door here this morning. Come on, somebody needs to bold enough. Get up there and put the key in there. The key is the name of Jesus. Come on, the key is the name of Jesus. Oh, let's worship Him again. Come on, some of you need to open up the door. Somebody said, "Why are we..." I don't care if I'm 3 times 25. If Caleb at 80 years old says, "That's my mountain," you've got to be bold enough to go after your mountain and claim the mountain, chase out the bad guys, establish a heritage. I think we must apply the lesson of these two men who was at this gate beautiful. We got to step in the shoes of the Lord. We got to clothe ourselves with power, His power, not my power, not my ability, but His power. Come on, His power. We need to wrap ourselves in His righteousness, not my filthy, stinking rags, but His righteousness. His righteousness. Wrap ourselves in His righteousness. We need to speak in His stead. We need to speak in His stead. Don't you allow that enemy to push you around. Borrowed boldness brings victory. I'm borrowing it from the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask anything in my name. At the gate called Beautiful, Peter and John stepped in another man's shoes. A lame man danced because of borrowed boldness. I hear people say, I can't do this. I don't have the ability to do this. Then borrow the boldness. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, can I borrow your boldness? I prayed. I'm telling you, thank God I got hungry people, thirsty people who wants a move of old-time Holy Ghost. Meeting at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Pray. There was a powerful prayer meeting going on down in the basement at 9 o'clock this morning. I stood there against the wall and said, God, give us boldness. Give us boldness. I can't do them myself, but can I borrow some boldness? Can I borrow some boldness? Embolden my spirit, embolden myself. Oh, Shabbat. The power comes through his name. Scripture says that day, talking in the book of Acts, 5,000 souls were added to the church. Perhaps this church is one miracle away from such a revival. One person away from 30 souls on a weekend. Come on, boldness of the church. You're not just another denominational church. You're the book of Acts church. You're a book of Acts church that spoke and walked in boldness. Oh yeah, they took persecution. Oh yeah, they took the whip. Oh yeah, they were in prison. Oh yeah, they were in jail. But the same God that they believed in opened up the jail door. Open up the prison door. So the jailer saved. So all of the family of the jailer saved. Bible says that when Goliath was defeated, the Philistines ran. A shivering army of Israel suddenly rallied themselves and chased the Philistines and defeated them. One man's boldness brought victory to the whole country. One child of God, one saint. Where you at? Where you at this morning? Caused the whole church to run across the valley and destroy and chase the enemy out of the territory. Where are you at? What seat are you sitting in this morning? What unsanuming, ruddy complexion, a nobody in their mind, just bringing bread and cheese from the farm. Earthly shoes will lead you astray. It will not lead you to the will of God. You step into the shoes of the Lord Jesus Christ, it turns death into victory. He walks in the net end of a grave and he becomes a thoroughfare for life to go flowing through. Because he lives, we live also. Yeah. Yeah. Greater thing shall we do. Get bold. Get bold. Some may ask, Sister Cox, am I on medication? No, I just feel the boldness of the Holy Ghost. I'm on Holy Ghost medication. You know what needs to happen? We need to dance like David danced. We need to stop singing David danced like David danced. We need to we need to stop singing. And we need to start doing it. Oh, we get excited. Oh, dance like David dance. Well, you need to dance like David dance. Oh, goodness, my shirt's out of my britches. I guess that's old time Pentecost. That's old time preaching. That's 3x75 type of preaching. Oh, you're a mess. You're just.
Yeah, there you go. Great.
David was a mess.
Yes, right.
He was bringing the princes of God back to Jerusalem.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's awesome.
He found out how to do it, and he got bold in it.
Yes, right.
Yes. He'd bring the presence of the Lord. Come on, fellas. And he's out there dancing, he's having time. Then he'd stop a while and offer offering. You see, God loves our offering of praise. You Pentecostals are absolutely crazy. Yes, we are. We're crazy in love with the Jesus that saved us. Because he opens up blind eyes. Because he rearranges lives. What once was dark, now is light. What once was sadness, now is joy. What once was sickness, now made whole.
Amen.
Yes, I'm in love with him. If it wasn't for, let me tell you, if it wasn't for Jesus, Barry wouldn't be sitting here.
Come on. There you go. It's all right.
This couple has proved to me something awesomely powerful and good can come out of Akron. Or words of Edna Green. That's it.
Edna Green.
That's all right.
Something awesome can come out of Wabash.
Yes.
Something awesome can come out of Warsaw. A granddaughter who loves God so very much. You like to come to Grandma's house, don't you? She brings you to church, doesn't she? Yeah, she does.
Isn't that awesome?
You make out with Jesus. Don't make out with him. Make out with Jesus. I can do that because I'm 3x25.
Nice. That's good. That's good.
Now, you may not invite me back to get a special preacher, but I got this shot here right now.
That's all right.
Who's willing to put on the shoes? So I wish I could do what Brother Hooky did. Take the shoe off. Which one are you taking off? Right or left?
The right.
Right. Come on, we'll get you home for lunch in a minute. Just hang on.
Yeah, let me on time, bro. He's kind of being stubborn this morning.
You keep playing, Brother Randy. He's going to get this untied in a minute. What are you trying to think, a double bolo or not?
I know, I just didn't want to come on time, brother. Right, too big for you.
Jesus' sandals may be too big for me. He said, I couldn't put Jesus' sandals on. Yeah, you can. What does it feel like walking another man's shoes? Just give me appliance to fix right now. I'll fix you appliance and I'll witness to you all at the same time. Let me work on your refrigerator.
Come on.
And I'll tell you about the power of the Holy Ghost can rearrange your life. Come on. Give me your stove to work on. And I'll tell you about the power of the name of Jesus. Whoop. Don't you be yawning on me, son. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost in this house? Don't you be standing looking like this. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, put on some shoes. Come on, put on some shoes.
can be dissolved. A heart problem can be taken care of. Come on, some of you need to put on some shoes of faith.